First of all, just feel the body grounded to the floor. Just feel that contact of the buttocks, the feet. Just feel the way the legs are bent underneath. And feel the inward curve of the lower spine. It's the natural inward curve. Don't overarch it. Then just gently lift the spinal column upwards. Imagine some space going in between the spinal vertebrae. Slight upward lift to the spinal column. Feel the head balanced on top. Try to keep the chin level with the floor. See if you can find the center of gravity. The back of the head and spine in a straight line over your hips. And to find that tipping point, that point where the body could either tip forward or tip backwards. And try to hold that posture in the mind's eye. Relax the face muscles. Relax the jaw. Even relax your eyes. Just mentally feel the outline of the sitting body. Just mentally know that you're sitting. Just be aware of sitting, sitting. Begin to take a few deep, slow breaths. Feel the expanding and contracting movements of the abdomen, ribcage, chest. Just cultivating this basic awareness. Breathing in, letting go of the past and future. Breathing out, sitting here and now. Breathing in, letting go of the past and future. Breathing out, sitting here and now. With each out-breath, just Let the body and mind relax more and more into the present moment. And let the breathing return to its own normal pattern. Don't try to control it any longer. We continue to notice and feel the residual expanding and contracting movement. Like looking through a magnifying glass. We bring the movements of the breathing into clear focus. To help you stay focused, you can use the brief mental notes of in, sitting, out, sitting. Just make that the primary object of concentration. Try to notice the beginning, the middle, and the end of the in-breath. And the brief pause. The beginning, the middle, and the end of the out-breath. And the brief pause. the end of each out breath, check the posture, lift the chin back up or straighten the spine, beginning to slouch. Be alert for thoughts trying to sneak in, to steal the mind away. time to time, take a few deep, slow breaths. Stay plugged into the body, to reoxygenate the blood. The mind is getting drowsy, too many thoughts. be alert when pains distract the mind. Physical pain is one thing, the mind getting bothered by it is another thing. Relax both the body and the mind. Keep re-grounding. Try to notice subtler, finer movements, sensations connected to the breathing process. Or any other sensations arise and vanish through the awareness. Noticing subtler thoughts that try to sneak into the mind. cultivate relaxation and centeredness in the breathing body. One who is relaxed and centered in the breathing body becomes concentrated and aware in the body and mind. One who is concentrated and aware in the body and mind sees reality as it is and overcomes confusion, fear, and suffering. And take a deep breath, straighten up the body. And next in breath, stretch the head back, arch your lower spine. Lift the head up on the out-breath. Press the chin to the top of the chest. Stretch the neck vertebrae. Lifting the chin up level on the in-breath. Relaxing on the out-breath. You'll keep the attention in the body and begin unfolding your legs. Be aware of the changing sensations, the relief of discomfort. Unfold the legs and stretch them out a bit. You can flex your toes or move your ankles a bit to get any stiffness out. Now, if you're still sitting, try to come up to the squatting position with the hands. And then just pause, feel the present moment with the body. And on an in-breath, slowly stand up. Stand straight with the arms hang at the sides. Just feel the feet pressing the ground. And feel the height and the weight of the body over the feet. deep breath, pull the shoulders back, really expand the chest. The out breath, relax. Feel any rush of sensation. Just take a few more deep, slow breaths. Get the oxygenated blood flowing. The body. Breathing in, standing. Breathing out, standing. Before the body was sitting and breathing. Now it's standing and breathing. Present moment. Thoughts coming and going. Sounds coming and going. Different sensations coming and going. Just the impermanent flow of life through the body, mind, nervous system. And behind all of that is the silent knowing, the aware. Be aware of that neurotic push of the mind wanting to do something, go someplace. Just relax into the present moment. Try to feel the aliveness of the body. Different sensations going on inside. Around the skin. body sways or moves, notice that. Don't try to do it. The body continuously makes subtle adjustments to keep from falling over. Now I'm just going to describe the walking meditation for those who haven't done it before. There's different ways of doing it. There's kind of a more normal paced walking with general mindfulness, especially when you're having to go to a particular place. There's lots of people trying to get to a small opening and walk a little bit more quickly, but at the same time just remembering that you're walking by feeling the general kind of movements and not too much details, but just the general sense and knowing that you're walking, especially feeling each moment the foot touches the ground, having your awareness at that point of contact. But when you have more room and more time, then to zoom in on more details of the walking process to develop a deeper level of awareness. I'm just going to demonstrate one method for that. You combine it with your breathing. Normally when you do walking, you hold the hands like in front. You could hold it in the back to keep the shoulders back a bit. And you can combine it with your breathing to help you stay in touch with the breathing. So on an in-breath, you lift the foot off the ground and swing the lower leg forward from the knee to the hinge, swings forward. On the out-breath, touch the heel and feel the pressing of the foot into the ground, the top of the body shifting forward on the out-breath. In the next in-breath, there's the lifting and swinging, out-breath, touching, pressing, shifting forward. Basically, there's five phases. Walking process and continue to follow one another. Normally we don't see the space in between because we're rushing too much. And we slow down enough to know that lifting the toes off the ground is one movement, swinging the lower leg forward is a different movement, the heel comes down is another movement, pressing the ball of the foot and toes into the ground is another movement, and shifting the torso forward. Especially it's very nice, it's like an airplane coming in for a landing and put the heel down first. And some people touch their toes first when they walk, but that's kind of walking backwards. But you touch the toes and the heel goes down, so you kind of go back. Instead it should be forward momentum. So it's like an airplane coming in and puts its back wheels down first and gently lowers and lowers to the other. So try to observe that process very beautifully. Focus of the walking, and then at the same time be aware of your thoughts, and your thoughts just come and go in the background, or your sounds, the urge to want to look, and where the urge to want to turn and look at others. Just keep your mind relaxed and present. So, there's some people, if you move your, these stuff out of the
space between the roads and some, and people can walk between the roads, others can walk on the side or out in the hallway, or if you want to go outside, you do that too. You'll do that and tell the bell for the end of the period in practice. Walking at alternate standing, like when you get to the wall or someplace, come to a full stop, don't rush to turn, and just do come back to just 1 minute of standing, taking a couple of deep breaths, and then slowly turning around, and you turn, be aware of the turning process, the movements of the feet to the body, sort of turning. And then be aware of that. Birds want to rush, just relax, slow down. Actually, the practice is the practice of the